Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
ES Audio.
Hi, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, a dinosaur with an unusually large nose. But first,
and once they close that door and the engine lights up and I get accelerated in less than 10 minutes up to 28,000 kilometers per hour, I think there will be a moment when excitement really kicks in.
Ignition and liftoff.
Phenomenal.
The latest SpaceX crew launch marks 600 space travelers in 60 years. We spoke to the astronaut who is lucky number 600, Germany's Matthias Maurer, before he set off.
They trained us. I was put into a cave system for 5 days, 6 nights, where we have to do a mountain climbing. But in a cave system, it's really challenging. It's dangerous. They put a lot of stress on you.
Four astronauts blasted off on Wednesday night after being delayed by nearly 2 weeks. They'll be on board the International Space Station for 6 months. You can hear more about Matthias Maurer's Cosmic Kiss mission in the show notes. Now, Tesla boss Elon Musk has sold around $5 billion of shares in the electric car maker after the results of his Twitter poll. Musk asked his 63 million followers whether he should sell 10% of his stake in Tesla, and the majority of voters said he should. The company's shares fell by around 16% in the 2 days after, before regaining some ground on Wednesday. Tesla is the world's most valuable car maker, with a stock market valuation of more than $1 trillion. Next. A retired GP has discovered a dinosaur with an unusually large nose.
The Iguanodontians are really quite large plant-eating dinosaurs that lived about 125 million years ago. And we always thought there were two on the island, Mantellosaurus and Iguanodon. And that's the way that we've been thinking for the last 100 years. So it's really exciting to have found a new species to join them, Bristonia.
That's Dr. Jeremy Lockwood, who made the discovery while sorting through boxes of ancient bones. He's a postgraduate researcher at the University of Portsmouth and with the Natural History Museum in London.
This dinosaur had got a bulbous nose, which was really, really interesting because we know that the dinosaurs that were like it that were on the island had very straight noses. So it was starting to see that this was obviously a very different dinosaur and a different species. So we looked at it a bit further and we found it had more teeth than the others and quite a few other parts of the skeleton were different as well. So we're pretty sure that we had a new dinosaur to join the ones that we already found on the Isle of Wight.
Now, a study analysing entire genomes has given hundreds of patients with rare diseases a diagnosis for the first time. More than 2,000 families took part and were recruited through the 100,000 Genomes Project. A quarter of people with rare illnesses received a new diagnosis. Scientists behind it say the approach can lead to better care, more focused treatments, and can potentially save the NHS millions of pounds. Next, there are now soft robots, which could be able to go inside the human body. Scientists at Princeton use balloons that change shape when inflated to develop the new technology. And so far, it's been used to create a robot with a gripping hand, a flapping fish tail, and a moving coil. They say soft robots are naturally geared to interact with the soft stuff, like humans. And a baby boy born in the US at just 21 weeks has been certified as the world's most premature baby. Curtis Means was delivered in Alabama last year, weighing just 420 grams. Guinness World Records confirmed that he had set a new record. Curtis had a less than 1% chance of survival, but is said to now be thriving at 16 months old. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, the ancient hangover cure discovered by archaeologists. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Venomous sharks have been discovered in the Thames, along with a number of other marine animals.
We have only over 115 different species of fish, 92 types of birds and, you know, seals and all sorts of interesting species, including, you know, seahorses and eels, iconic to London.
Alison Debney is from the Zoological Society of London, who are behind the State of the Thames report. She says we shouldn't be worried about the whole venomous sharks thing.
You know, not to worry about any of them being aggressive or venomous. I mean, they are typical sharks that look like sharks and they can grow up to, you know, meeting a half 2 meters the tope.
Feeding on crabs, mussels and shells. The river was declared biologically dead in 1957, but life has been returning to its waters since the 1990s.
What we're really keen for people to do is just look at it and not see the brown dirt, but try and imagine what's living beneath it. And, you know, with all the incredible fish, the smells of cucumber through to the eels that have come from the Sargasso Sea through to the big marine mammals.
And finally, archaeologists have found what's believed to be an ancient hangover cure. The amethyst ring was discovered during excavations near the world's largest known Byzantine winery in Israel. Experts say the ring may have belonged to the owner or a worker at the warehouse, and it's thought to have been worn in a bid to stop the ill effects of drinking wine. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we'll bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.